File 10, Listening 1.
Ellis Island is the small island just outside New York where the vast majority of immigrants to the United States arrived between 1892 and 1954. The immigration station on the island was specially constructed by the U.S. government for the purpose of receiving and processing immigrants during a period of mass immigration from Europe. The first immigrant to pass through it was a 15-year-old Irish girl named Annie Moore, who arrived with her two younger brothers to join their parents in New York City. More than 12 million people followed her through Ellis Island over the coming years. Immigrants arriving by ship were divided into categories. First and second class passengers did not have to go through the inspection process at Ellis Island. It was considered that they must be reasonably well off and therefore unlikely to be any problem to the country once they had entered it. They were given a brief inspection on board ship, and then, when their ship arrived in the U.S., they went straight through customs at the harbor and into the country, unless they had medical or legal problems, in which case they too went to Ellis Island for inspection. Steerage and third-class passengers had a different experience. They often traveled in crowded and unpleasant conditions at the bottom of the ship for the 2 weeks it approximately took to cross the Atlantic. On arriving in New York, they were taken by ferry to Ellis Island to be inspected. If they were in fairly good health and their immigration papers were right, the inspection process would take between 3 and 5 hours. Doctors would have a brief look at each one, performing what they called 6-second physicals. And it was said that doctors could identify many medical problems just by glancing at an immigrant. On board ship, the immigrants had already answered 29 questions on a document, and this was used to question them during the legal inspection on Ellis Island. The vast majority of immigrants were free to start their new lives in the U.S. after just these few hours at Ellis Island. Only 2% were refused entry. The two main reasons for this were if someone had a contagious disease, as identified by a doctor, or if a legal inspector considered them likely to become a burden on the state or an illegal worker. Though some people named the place the Island of Tears, most immigrants were treated well there, and passing through Ellis Island was not a bad experience for them.